2038.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Matt Dishman Community Center Pool and Spa Repairs Project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. This is another of the projects in the $68 million Fix Our Parks Bond, and manager of the program, Marianne Kasten, is here to present.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and members of the council. Thank you. I am pleased to be here once again with another very deserving project. The intro is that this is part of our bond program and that the bonds are the way we do this kind of work. We are so grateful to the voters for providing their support. And out of the seven focus areas, this one again has to do with pools. In this case, we're talking about Matt Dishman Community Center Pool. I appreciated the photo I found there on the left. It's from the 1968 opening of the outdoor pool. That's Mayor Ivensee in the middle diving into the pool. And it's Miss Portland cutting the ribbon there. And in 1968, it was an outdoor pool. In the 1990s, we were able to convert it to an indoor pool. But the 1990s was a while ago. And today, we would like to replace the deteriorating pool plaster with a more state-of-the-art quartz aggregate. And we would like to rebuild and expand the existing whirlpool. The existing whirlpool fits about 10 people in it. If we partner up and use some of the SDC funds, a very nominal amount, we'll be able to double the size of that spa and replace some of the very, very in-need grouting. And we basically have to completely rebuild that whirlpool. It basically leaks about 1,000 gallons of water a day. So the other thing we're doing as a result of this work is we're replacing pool filters. We're going to go to a high-efficiency pool pump and save ourselves a lot of efficiency and utility costs. Once again, you'll be seeing more of me. Later this month, I'm going to bring three projects all at once. Community Center in North Portland, St. John's, is getting a roof. We say one roof, but it's actually seven roofs. That building is a complex one. Selwood Bathhouse and our Mount Tabor Yard and Urban Forestry Headquarter maintenance projects. So today we are just here for Dishman, but you'll be seeing more of me soon.
Great. It's like a great project. Questions? Thank you very much, Marianne. Anyone else want to speak on this ordinance? Doesn't look like it. Let's take a vote, please.
Bish?
This is a chance to once again thank Commissioner Fritz for leading the effort to secure the bond and the voters for supporting it, and this is a great project. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
In case anybody in the community is wondering, one of the goals of this project is to complete the construction within 8 weeks, which will minimize the impacts on the swimming and community center areas. And the community center will be open to the public 6 of the 8 weeks, and we'll coordinate closely with the community center. I also want to note that the whirlpool is extensively used for therapeutic purposes and was a promise that I made on the bond circuit to make sure that this project got done as one of the first ones, so I'm very pleased to be able to support this motion. Aye.
Well, I appreciate that project schedule as well, because this is a very popular facility that we are filling up with lots of people and lots of teenagers now in the summertime, so appreciate figuring out how to get that done quickly with the least disruption. Aye. Okay, and we're recessed till 2 p.m.